Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
But we knew when they closed the borders that we were fucked. And we didn't take a minute to contemplate about being fucked.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy. This is the Friday podcast coming at you live.
Wow, it's been a lot of Fridays inside, huh?
It's been a lot of Fridays, Nitley. A lot of freaking Fridays. And my computer sounds like it's working really hard. I don't know if you can hear it. Can you hear it?
Not at all.
Perfect. So we're doing this for the very first time from our bedrooms. usually we go in our studio, but today we are doing it from our bedrooms because we couldn't get our shit together.
I feel like, I wonder if there would be like one of the quizzes for the cat and Matt thing. Like there's so many like little details. Like
your face right now looks so magnified and hilarious. It looks like you have on, do you see it? Can you see it?
What?
Your chin? Bad? No, your chin looks like, your eyes look minute and your chin looks like it's like. It's actually, yeah, there you go, babe. Okay, but sorry, if there was a quiz.
Like if there was a quiz, like quiz. Does anybody know the address of Cat and Nat Studio A?
Exactly.
The car. Like all these like fun things. What do Cat and Nat call their fans? Hosens.
Hosens.
We should do some sort of a quiz like that with a major, huge giveaway.
Okay. A Mother's Day giveaway.
Perfect.
This is the Friday podcast. Literally, we are on Thursday, so this is being aired tomorrow. And it has been pretty good week.
Okay, so I had, yesterday was a good day. So the day before, Tuesday was not a good day for me.
last night was a bad night, but it ended up being very funny. It was, Nat went off the deep end. She was in a dark place. I was awake. It was really funny. We giggled.
Sorry, I didn't mean that I was in a dark place. I meant like the evenings are like, it's a place that you're not usually there with me. So it's like this other world. And I just expect you to be asleep in bed. So then when you pop up on my phone in my dark nights, they're not dark, like depressing. They're just like,
I thought you were depressed.
No.
You're like, this is a bad night tonight. You don't want to be here with me right now. You remember that?
No.
Yeah, you're like, you don't want to be, you shouldn't be here. Get it. Got it. Because you
this is a bit, it's a bad place. Like, you know, you go to bed nice and early. You don't need to be a part of the like.
Oh, seedy. You're seedy at nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when like my boyfriend comes over and we smoke drugs and have wild sex.
I think I would like that very much. I'm going to join you in your late nights. I feel like we're in Tiger King right now.
I know. But when you popped into my dark nights, it's just unexpected. Okay.
I'll settle down on that.
You know what? Popping up at 11:30 at night, I don't think I can handle it.
It's so weird because it's like I'm exhausted but not tired. Does that make sense? It's like I'm exhausted but I'm not tired.
It's like your body's so tired of doing this, but your brain is still alive. You know.
So I want to report some good news to you. Now,
oh my God, I'm so excited. What are you going
to
say?
We'll never know the answer to this, but if you were to draw conclusions, you would say yes.
Okay.
So we're about to wrap up our April mastermind.
Yes.
Majority of them who have been, actually all of them who have businesses have never been so busy in a recession.
Yes.
There was a post about them going and practicing what we were teaching them, and it was working. And, you know, that makes me feel so good. And we had two women in there who are pro bono, like who were helping out because they couldn't afford it. And we're going to do that again for May. Like, we're going to have like a scholarship program for maybe single moms who can't afford the group to help them launch their business too. So I'm really excited about that women are doing well in a time when a lot of people aren't. It makes me feel good. And they'll have to apply today to make it for the May, like ASAP. If they're listening on Friday and they want to get in, they'll have to go apply really quickly at catnat.ca, apply because it's a closed group and it's an application process. Anyways, I thought that was great news.
That is great news. No, it is. And, you know, just people have so many people have so many talents or so many great things to share, but they just don't know. They don't know how to deliver it. And also the other thing that we're going to have to reiterate so much with these people is all these practices that you put in place, it has to be consistent and you have to keep doing it in, if not more. And sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, it's been so crazy. It's been so busy. Like, and they think, how can I keep this up?
You have to. You have to. And you have to make sure that you utilize what you learned because it's super easy. It's super easy to think about it and then really hard to implement it. And that's why I think a group is so important. It's like having people keep you accountable. It's an accountability group, you know?
Yeah. And those people that have all met each other can help each other when, you know,
I know,
but forever. Hey, you know when you get a notification? Are you on LinkedIn?
No, I am. I am, but I don't use it. Why?
No, I get a notification like 19 people just checked out my LinkedIn. Like, that's true, right?
And why are 19? Skin rash may be a new rare symptom of coronavirus. Just posted in the Cat and Nat chat group. And if you don't know what we're talking about right now, and it is literally on her, on her neck.
Okay, but let me ask you something. Corona does not last over a month. My rash has been here over a month.
It may.
Well,
who am I to say no?
So I've just been waltzing around here with the coronavirus for 2 months. Please.
Oh, so now it's been 2 months?
Well, I mean, when I really had the corona when we were in London to now, how long has that been?
Maybe it's an after effect.
Oh, come on. You know, and here's another thing. Like a family friend of ours had to go to the hospital because she was having terrible stomach pains and they thought it was appendicitis. Then somebody else we know is in the hospital because they thought appendicitis. Then someone said, we had a friend who thought they had appendicitis and they had corona. I mean, so now it's everything.
Basically.
Now they're going to say if you have halitosis, you have corona.
If you have roots that are for days, you have coronavirus.
That's if you get a pimple, that's
coronavirus.
The coronavirus. Like,
God, I love on. That. It's this. I mean,
how could there be that many symptoms?
Listen, because it's new, I guess, and it could maybe it was coinciding. You know what I mean? Like coinciding with
the same. Yeah, how about you take your coincide and stick it somewhere else?
Am I using big words lately?
Stop it. Are you reading?
No, I'm not. Good. I should be. I'm not doing nothing but managing children and our business that we have to do. You know, here's what I want to tell you guys. I don't know if we've mentioned this, and maybe Nat, you can tell me, but when we found out that everything was being shut down, like each day has been like more bad news on top of more bad news, right? Like they didn't give us all the, like first it was like 2 weeks of school are closed. And then it was like, now we've extended it past this time now. So it's been little bits, but we knew when they closed the borders that we were fucked. Mm-hmm. And we didn't take a minute to contemplate about being fucked. We took the next second to be like, what can we do to supplement this income and keep our team intact? Literally, that's what we did the next day. Then we're having this phone conversation yesterday where it's like, this is everyone's time right now to take a minute and to get ready for when it opens back up again. And what are you going to do when it opens back up again? And not like get your hair done, but like business-wise, what did you miss in terms of your company? Because, you know, personally, we all miss dinners and all that shit. But like you and I have found what we missed so much about our company and what makes it worth it for us to keep doing this, which is the people in our community, which is so weird because at the end of tour, we were getting exhausted of tour. Mm-hmm. And now we're like, that's all we want to be doing.
It's also because like during all that tour, it's like there's a lot of time in between. And then there's that moment when we're either in the VIP or on stage that is so beautiful and amazing and like unique. Right. But then all the minutiae in between, the days and the travel and all that was getting
dude,
to us. But
I don't remember any of that right now. But do you? Do you feel any of that negative? I only remember the good. It's like childbirth. I don't remember the bad feelings of like, what I would give to go back on the bus and go through a tornado in Detroit again, you know, with the bus driver who couldn't drive the bus, not Roy, the other one. I would do it. I would be like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're not the same.
I mean, I want to now because it's like now I can see even more why we love doing it. You know what
yes.
I mean? But the effects of being away for that long, I don't like the way my family treats me.
I love this. I feel fine, yeah. But the way these people treat me, not fine.
No, they don't.
That makes me laugh. So, I mean, that's so honest and I love that because you're fine, they're not.
Yes. And I think it's disrespectful and I think it's rude and I've tried to talk to them about
you're rude or they're rude?
Not me. They're so rude for not appreciating my work.
I agree. They're, yes, these people are like quite needy that are in our houses.
They need to grow up.
Right. Right.
They need to grow up and realize that what I'm doing really is not only good for the community, but also good for our family.
I do have to tell you something that I've learned massively from COVID. There's no satiating them.
Yep.
There's no amount of time that is enough for them.
No. Nope.
There's no amount of like one-on-one time that is enough for them. It's nope. Like there is, unless they crawl back in your womb.
Yes.
They are always, there's never enough. Like
and Kat, like, you know, we do late night live on Thursdays. They ask me every day, is tonight the night that you're going to go do that? And that's not fair.
And you see mine cry when I can't put them to bed. Cry. We're talking 8-year-olds. So that one thing I have let go is that feeling of being away is a deficit because we feel like we're not feeling something.
Mm-hmm.
it's the same deficit right now of us going out on a Thursday night when we're home all day, 24 hours a day. It's really crazy when you really think about it, that there really is no amount of time that
that's
will
enough
make
for them.
Nothing,
is that
nothing.
Our kids? Are our kids too needy? Like, are other kids so obsessed with their parents?
Honestly, I think that it's something. Okay, number one, I think it's our issue, not theirs. I think it's how we feel and how we handle the feelings. Because if our kids had to go to daycare every single day, because we are workers who, like, frontline workers, like my niece who went to daycare from like 6 months old or seven or whatever, really young. She is not like this. It's
see,
like
I,
it's,
no. I think it's I think you're right. It's that we were home with them. They're so used to us always being there that like and moms that go to an office and go away as much as dad does, I think they're treated a little bit more equally by the children, in the sense that
my husband goes to work every day and they don't cry. They don't ask when you're going to be home. They don't ask.
No,
because
yes.
He's always left.
But I'm saying, yes. And so if the mom has always left, they expect her to not be there. We created this.
Yes, we did. And we continue to create it because we feel bad. Like, it's actually our issue because we feel badly about doing it. And like, in the grand scheme of things, the travel was a lot on the family. But on the grand scheme of things, it was 5 days of a month of work.
I just want to clarify, I don't feel bad. I don't like the way they treat me.
Okay? I die. Okay. I'm just saying, I have, like, going out, I wonder if we flipped the script and we were like, this is what I do.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Suck it up, buttercup.
You know what? We've got a few weeks, potentially months. I'm going to start laying the groundwork.
Yeah.
I will be going.
Yes.
So when I tell you I'm going, don't be surprised. Be happy for me and say, I love you, Mom. I'll see you when you get back.
Yes, I think it's up to us to be like, we're going and we'll talk to you. Like, you realize there's no amount of time that makes you happy. So what's the point of any time? What's the point of all this time?
Yeah, I'd like to have that conversation with them and just make them realize that.
Yeah,
you know?
Realize. Yeah, be like, I'm home every day and it's still not, nothing's enough for you people.
Yeah.
Nothing is enough for you people.
And I appreciate that you love me. I love you too. But I'm not sad when you go to school.
It's needed. This is not healthy. This is not healthy. This is codependent, in my opinion. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
Do you mean
they should have been COVID without, like, quarantined without us?
Well, it's just really quite insane. Anyways, I really have come to the realization that I thrive off of our community. I thrive off of doing, going, being. Mm. I don't thrive at. Mm-hmm. A home environment. I'm not a homebody, apparently. I thought I was. Nope.
No, I know. I love the excitement of the unexpected too. I mean, aside from the fact that we love meeting women who are there to have a good time and support each other and all of that, we like adventure.
Yeah. And I mean, we are, so two things I want to do is, number one, we're planning for COVID, like, for an extended amount of time, because traveling for us will look different. They've already said it. Everyone's already said it.
Bark.
And I know, but until for a certain time, then they get a vaccine and we'll be gangbuster, baby.
Okay.
And the other thing is that, this isn't a barrier for us. This is just this is just something in our way for a moment. And I think a lot of people see this as, I have to stop right now because I'm supposed to stop, like, because everything stopped. So this is a time for me to stop too. And like, have my dinners and my family time. Guys,
nope.
It's not a time to stop.
This is a perfect time to do more.
It is up. Careful, your earrings are making lots of noises on your.
Oh, I'll take them off. I don't need to wear them. The only thing is, I'm worried that this is going to die now.
Your phone?
I'm on low battery.
Well, we're already 15 minutes in.
Oh, you think I can survive?
Well, did it just come on low battery?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
We'll watch it. I do believe that people are taking a time out and rather than a time up, and they need to be taking, like, time up, not time out. And this is for the business women and the entrepreneurs, and you're like, but I don't.
It's too,
like,
overwhelming.
I would be doing courses. I would be learning how, like, how to do, like, you and I have everything we're supposed to do is together, right? But we can't bring our families together. So we are figuring out every single second how to do things separate, but together, which yep. is not like, oh, we can't. No, just, no, we're just going to do it this way.
You know, when you think, sometimes you think that people aren't going to receive, people are going to not receive it if it's not like perfectly the way it was before, but everyone is becoming more open-minded to how they, you know, how they take in information, how you, they receive it from you, and they expect things to be different. So they're not, even after this, they're not going to want it the same way you gave it to them before.
Oh, I totally agree. People are not going to go back to like,
no,
that, you know, it's so crazy how things are going to change. And this is, I mean, the people who are sleeping right now, wake up.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. You know, I had a friend who during COVID, she quit her job. She's starting a new job during this.
Actually, your neighbor was going to do the same thing. He got offered a job.
Yeah, he did. He took the new one. He's just started the new one.
Whoa.
I know. It's crazy that at a time, you know, because some companies just, yeah, well, every company just needs to keep moving on.
Oh, the world's not stopping. And the people who stop will stop with it. The people who keep it going will keep going. There's too many people to stop the world right now. You know what I mean? There's too many people going to not, there. No. If you're giving up, 15 people aren't. You know, like people will give up, which means that you're out of the race. So
and you're opening and you're opening up a great spot for someone to fill it.
Sadly, Natalie.
Should I dye my hair brown?
Oh, why not? I mean, it's going to go brown. If we're in here for 3 more months, it's going to be.
The only problem is if I ever want to wear extensions,
right?
They're blonde.
Ombre?
Truth.
What I mean, color does your husband have a preference? Is he one of those guys? You know what I mean? Who's like...
Oh, I think he definitely would like the blonde. Like, he definitely would be like... See? Yeah, he also doesn't like... Like, he's not a big into change. You know what I mean? So he'll be like... He'll think if I tell him that if I have brown hair, that it looks homely or whatever, then he'll be like,
stop.
Yeah.
You're scratching
and then if
your-
I'm like, it looks really hot, don't you think? He might... I could convince him anything. But I'd go a little richer in my color, don't you think?
Yeah, like chestnut.
Should I?
Like a chestnut, like a butter chestnut, if that's a thing.
Should I?
Or a caramel chestnut.
Caramel macchiato?
Caramel macchiato.
No, seriously, should I?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, look, this is me with brown hair. Just put your head up. There you go. It's no different. Oh, fake. That's... I have brown hair right now, and so will you in a matter of 2.5 seconds.
Oh, guys. Oh, guys.
New?
Yeah.
How much longer do you think you could do this without, with keeping your spirits high?
I think that I'm more used to it now than I was like last week.
Okay.
I feel like I could get like used to it. I mean, I think that eventually I could not help my rebellious behavior and I would like sneak into your house with my family.
Right.
Because it's too long to be obedient. That's a hard thing for rebels. But I mean, I'm good for a little while.
Like you know? 7 months?
No.
Oh.
Oh, 7. I told you. If this comes back in the fall, I'm not going inside.
No, I'm saying how long? Like really?
Oh.
How long? How long?
Maybe I could do the summer.
Till September.
Yeah. Okay. Not that I want to.
No,
but
I know.
Probably could because at least there'll be a season change. So something will change. Like you know, our clothes will change.
I'll tell you the like two things. If you're struggling with COVID right now and being in your house, and you know what I struggle with is like this is political, and I don't care. I'm not talking politics. I'm just talking how everyone's doing it so differently. And I said to Mark, I'm like, I don't understand how one place can do it so differently. How everyone can do this so differently. With no understanding and there's no right or wrong because it's never been done. But I'm like, this just doesn't make sense to me. And I said to him, I was like, it's going to be really hard to see people out and about doing things, living life.
Yes.
I already see people doing things differently. And I'm like,
I know. It doesn't feel fair.
It doesn't feel fair, but it is what it is. And, you know, we're adults and grownups, we understand. But I just look at it and I'm like, this just feels so fucked up that we can watch these people live a normal life, yet we're here in such a different world with way less cases, by the way.
I know.
Way less cases.
I only naively hope that when they start to do it, that although we know what can happen if you don't social distance, let's pretend we don't care about like some of that stuff, but we don't believe it. I would naively hope that some places go back and they realize that it's kind of past, and then we use them as an example, and maybe we get to do it too, and then we, okay. You know, I know that's not facts, but right. That would imagine this miraculously, and then they're like, oh, well, now like whatever state is out and about, and they're. Like,
what about the sex addicts? What are they doing right now?
Well, are they okay with porn?
Oh, I don't know, but I would a virtual sex or something. I don't know. I'm just really curious about the people who have like, you know, like or needs. Like, you know, the needs. People who have like needs. Like, I hate that word, by the way. I have needs. Yeah, I know, we all gross. Do, babe. We all do.
What about a guy who's been like doing a bunch of girls? Like, you know, he's like the man. He's got all these girls, and you can just call them up on a dime, and they come over. They're still coming over, right?
I live in my world.
I think they're going over.
Okay, so they're still getting coochie.
Like, I would say if I was, doesn't matter because it's not my situation, but if I was single.
And you're not telling people to do it. You're just saying maybe if you did and you were, we're not encouraging people to do it.
I'm just being honest what I think I would do if I was in my 20s and I was single and I was kind of like.
Crushing somebody?
Yeah, and we were.
I would totally. I crush you. I like you. I'm like, chit-chatting.
I didn't know if that was like, I was fucking someone. Like,
well, crushing. You are. That's okay. You.
So
yeah, both.
So I'm dating, but I'm like just, dating. He's like, why don't you sneak over and we'll like have yes.
Obviously. Like especially if you live, oh God, that's not even naughty. That's like standard. You know?
But what if he was a frontline worker?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
He probably wouldn't have you over, and he's probably not 20.
No, he's not a doctor. No, he's like
he's late 20s.
No, he's in construction.
Then for sure, because I'm 20 something and I don't care.
But he's
sure.
Around all these other people.
Oh, we're really going deep here. Got it.
And his mom is a nurse.
Wow. And she's there while we're crushing. Got it. Okay, got it. I mean, so many problems in this situation.
I think I'd
number
still
one,
go.
He's living at home. I'm not going like at all, especially if he's in his late 20s. Fuck it. You know what? We have bigger problems than his mom being a nurse. Okay, that's number one.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship like that, get out. It's not
but
going anywhere.
But he's so sexy.
Okay, so got
he's
it.
Got a really good body, and he just smells good.
So you're going to have sex. Hi. He sounds Italian.
Yeah, he's totally Italian. Yeah. Actually, I have someone in mind. You know that guy?
Quack?
No. The one at my construction site up there.
Yeah, I don't
know. I kind of like him.
I know, me too. He's a bit old for this fantasy, Natalie. If he's living at home, it's a terrible fantasy. You just squashed my fantasy with his mother being at home as a nurse. You know he has a single bed too. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and like his duvet from when he was a kid. Like, probably like got a hockey theme on it.
I love how I'm like, you know that guy? I like him. You're like, yeah, me too. Okay. Well, anyways, I think I'd still go grow room.
Just have his own house. And then we really, you know, if you're a younger woman listening to this, they live at home for a long time. Unless it's for like they're taking care of their parents, and, you know. But if their parents are taking care of them, that's a failure to launch. Don't do it. You know, don't launch them.
What about just for crushing?
Don't advise it. No, you can find better dick. Really?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Dick it up. Like you know they say level up. Level up that dick. Like, come on.
Okay.
Come
on. How about this?
Oh, okay.
He lives in a penthouse.
Oh, better.
And he's a surgeon.
He's probably a bit busy right now, or not busy at all. But if he's got time to talk to you and crush you, and he's probably not a good surgeon.
Okay, he's a plastic surgeon.
Old. I'm there.
So,
God, the dog's gone. Sorry. Doggy.
It's like we were talking about something naughty.
I know. Plastic surgeon?
Anyways, that's it. Yeah, plastic surgeon, penthouse.
For sure.
He asks you to come over for a crush.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
I'm there. Yeah, I mean, come on. Potato, potato. We're fake. We're in Never Never Land right now.
That's true.
And I'm trying to get a pair of boobs. So I'm like, I'm coming over, you know?
Yeah. He's so hot.
When you date a plastic surgeon, if you like, are like, do they like real or fake?
It's a good question. I think they like well-shaped things.
Also?
So if you've got great natural ones, then they're good with that. But they want to fix them if they're wrong.
Like if you're crushing with root, like you're probably not going many places with all.
Oh, sorry, back to my crushing.
Like you're probably not like crushing if you
have. Yeah, like a pedicure. And
like unless you're very natural. Like unless your hair is like long and luscious naturally and you have like great brows naturally and you've
got
by
the way, in this fantasy I do. I'm stunning naturally with no makeup. Yeah, that's what I look like.
I like that. Yeah. Okay, good. I mean you know what the trend is for the summer?
What?
Tie tops that wrap around your waist and you tie them so they're like string. So it's a bikini top with ties, but it's a top. It's like a shirt.
Wait. Describe that again.
It crisscrosses as a tie around your body. So it's like a wrap top, but you keep wrapping it around your body.
For real?
For real. We should try it on Late Night Live.
Does your skin show in between all the things?
Oh, yeah. It's just thread. Yeah.
Okay, send me a picture later.
The dog's like chewing chips underneath the meat. What are you doing?
Why are there chips in the bedroom?
Dude. Because nothing matters.
Okay, nothing matters. I got it.
I have thrown everything to the wind.
Caution
you know?
To the wind.
I'm also moving, so I'm just kind of like,
So weird.
Dude. I haven't even seen that house in 100 years. It's going to be a big reveal for me. It's going to be like, love it or list it. I'm going to walk in and be like, what?
No,
I do feel I am adjusting to COVID. I feel like I'm like, okay, like I'm not so pissed anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not as upset as I was. Yeah, I agree.
I do hope the weather changes soon.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. I do things too that like take a long time. Like you know, this morning I was like, how am I going to, because if I can do something for a longer period of time, then it makes the day go by faster. So I was saying that, I was like, what will I do? And Mark had gone to the grocery store and I was like, I'll make corn fritters. And in my mind, it's not just about eating them or trying them. It's about taking up time.
Yeah, totally.
But in that, I learned something new.
And I also think that I do love our experts in the teen and tween group when they talk about like how to turn this into a positive.
Yeah.
And it really did stick with me that you're their narrative because they don't have one. Kids don't have a narrative, even mm-hmm. the teenagers. They can like hear from news from TikTok and like social media platforms. Mm-hmm. But their narrative is like, either if you're like, this is terrible every single day, then this is terrible every single day for them,
for sure.
Because they internalize this is terrible. Yeah. Or if you're like, you know, this is hard, but like you're, when they said that when you turn it around and you're like, you're saving lives right now by staying inside, you're giving them power of doing mm-hmm. something good for not even really doing anything.
Doing anything at all, yeah.
Being selfless and coming together to help other people, that it's not about you. And that's really huge for, you know, so.
And you know what, your kids, I can tell like our kids are really like hanging on, our barometer. Like, you had said that Max said to you, why aren't you talking in your happy voice? And my kids have said to me over this time, like 3 times, it's maybe just like, I'm in a stare or I'm something. Mom, are you okay? Is everything okay? Mm. It's like, cause they're kind of thinking like that something might like, should be kind of wrong, or we should be showing it, and that if we're acting normal, like the older ones, they're a little suspicious of how we're just keeping happy. They're like waiting for us to not be happy,
yeah,
and they'll catch it when you're not.
I would say the only struggle for mine are the length. What? Like when? Summer? Yes or no? Winter? Yeah. Like we're not even sure we can go to my mom's cottage. You know.
I know. Well, you know, tell them July 1st and then blame it on me if it doesn't happen. And you know, the other thing is that yesterday, cause the boys were fighting about being on Fortnite. So I gave them each 2 hours a day, and which might sound like a lot to a lot of people, but there's a goddamn lot of hours in the day for a boy.
Right.
And, I immediately wanted to give them more.
Okay.
Like I haven't done it yet. And they're actually not arguing because they're not arguing for Fortnite. So that's gone. But when I see them there, I'm like, I wish you could just go play with your friends and play some more Fortnite.
I know. That's why I called you. It's weird. We had the same problem because Max was arguing over who he plays with. And I'm like, you can't play for 3 hours, buddy. You just can't.
Yeah. So
it's not healthy.
Yeah. I'm okay if they switch it up a little bit too. Like I could give them a little more time if they play like a sport. A online sport.
It's a sport right now. Yeah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah. I love it. She all, you know, if you are like, what's the teen with the 6 to 20 teen group, they also, I'm going to do a post on Instagram later today, just about like, you know, like what I said on Facebook, like that, video games and TikTok and all of those things are how kids actually talk about something. Cause they have nothing mm-hmm. to talk about. Like they don't, they don't have the life skills to talk about nothing.
Well, that's like what's so we great. Do. That's so great. Like we do like fantasies about our boyfriends
and yes.
living with their mother. But like,
no.
That's the reason. And you know, cause I said to my, and that's why these therapists are so great, because
yes.
They answer so many things that make so much sense events in a teen and tween's life, but I had said that I told my daughter to FaceTime, and she said, to my daughter said, I don't have anything to talk to him about. And I remember being like, what are you talking about? And it was the therapist, like you said, who was like, she might not have anything to talk to them about because there's nothing going on in their lives. Yep. They like to talk about, you know, little minute things that happen at their school, and that's not happening. So doing something where they can talk about it in a video game or an online something, it really can be helpful.
Yeah, that's right. So I, like, you know, that was just all super insightful, and it takes the pressure off because, you know, I feel like we're trying to function in like to keep things normal, but things aren't normal. So you can't really function in what's normal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're trying to keep the routine to what it was in February, but we don't know when that routine is going to come back to normal, and will it come back to that normal? So to go and fight to keep that normal really is counterproductive. So you have to really make a new routine and new set of rules for this normal so that you can begin to like have relief from power struggles and all these things from.
And you can also let them know, like sometimes you'd be afraid that when we come out of COVID, they're going to think this is the way of life. No, you can have a conversation with them and say, we are no longer in COVID. The old rules apply.
And they adapt so quickly. They adapt. We think how quickly we've adapted to this.
Yeah.
They're going to adapt right back to the way it was in 2.5 seconds, like we said in our last podcast. And I really think that if you are fighting over keeping what was, really check yourself and think about what is, because those, like you're saying, 2 hours, that used to maybe apply when they had school and like everything. Maybe the new normal, the 2 hours of Fortnite, needs to be three. Because,
I know. Fortnite was not allowed before COVID.
Right. So I guess the point is really checking yourself on the why you have the rules in there, what they're doing for you and your family, and what's important. And like, I don't know why 2 hours. I don't know why. I asked Adam, like, I don't know why I'm putting this rule on, and I don't know why he shouldn't be on there.
I know why I did it.
You know, but I didn't.
Right? Oh, okay.
So I was just like, so she's doing 2 hours, so I'll just do 2 hours, you know? And then I'm like, you can play anything else you want all day, but just not Fortnite for two. It's like, okay.
What if he didn't? You should give him 4 hours.
I mean, that's half a day.
So?
I know, exactly. But if he's doing his schoolwork in the morning and doing some outdoor time, I don't really know why. I don't know if it's an addiction. I don't know if it's ruining his brain. I don't know any of these answers. I have to figure this out.
But Don't Google it.
Is it bad?
Well, I mean, there's a reason we didn't let them have Fortnite before.
Wow. People are against TikTok too.
Okay.
Mage.
There's guns in Fortnite.
There's people air humping on TikTok. Air humping. I actually was going to do a TikTok about how awkward it is to be a mom to watch prepubescent boys or puberty 16-year-old boys air humping. You know the one I'm talking about?
Listen, it happens here in the house.
And then they're like this. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, you don't have pubic hair. You can't be going air humping without pubic hair. You can't pretend you're doing this without pubic hair. You know what I mean?
I swear to you, Katarina Witt.
So it's potato, but it's really potato potato, if you will. And I just really question your rule. Think about why. Think about your why for your rules, and don't hold on to what was. Make what is, because what is, even for your own life, like, you know, the amount that you're spending, like, I just really think we have to make a new set of rules that are like none before for yourself and your family.
Like the fact that every single Thursday night we throw an online party, and we used to probably think that was for the biggest losers, you know, like
what?
I don't just
wait. Think. We've been doing it for a long time, and I
know way back in the day when computers were brand new. Yes, I remember the time, and I had a friend who was like really into like online socializing,
Online like gaming, and like all of those things.
And I thought that she was such a nerd bomber for doing that.
Yeah.
Anyways, now we're hosting the most epic online parties every Thursday night, and right now it's 1:42 p.m. and I just really need it to be 8 o'clock because I can't wait to go to the party.
Dude, I can't wait to go to that party either. You know what I mean?
Guys, if you want to come to that party every Thursday, go to catnet.ca for your late night live ticket. We have sexy guests. Yes, sexy guests. Yeah, we had Chase Rice. We're having Elvis Francois, the singer, doctor, surgeon. We have hot guy. We have this other hot guy with a sweet ass body. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, it's all, and then our strippers. I mean,
is that Ryan? Wait. Oh, I thought you were talking about Ryan.
No, Christopher.
Christopher. So, Nat.
Yep.
It's been 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we should let our friends go and we'll redo this next. I mean, this is a great, was this fun? I hope this audio is okay.
Was this fun? Are you asking me?
Yeah. Did you have fun?
Oh my God. I had the best time talking about the construction worker's mother.
No, again, even if he's a doctor living with his mother, unless he's supporting her, okay. Get out.
Oh my God, that was the best. I love those fantasy conversations. They really take me away and take me to a really fun place.
I just wish we could act them out.
I do too.
Just feel like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like,
I'd love a little booty call.
Fantasies for the birds. You know what I mean? Like, let's pretend.
I love pretend because there's nope. We can't do any of it. Potato.
I don't know. It would be quite entertaining.
Would
like
be.
If there was no consequence. Just
let's
like,
tell our husbands it's for work. It's an experiment.
A social experiment.
It's content, babe. Do you want us to keep making money or not?
Exactly. You know what? It's really for the greater good of the human population.
Yeah.
People
need to be entertained, and that's what I can do for them.
Exactly. And are we filming this?
Of course we are.
Sadly, not like. So, okay. Guys, make sure you leave a review, 5 stars only. make sure that you.
Only.
Yeah, only 5 stars.
Don't I don't want to hear from you if don't it's leave, not 5.
I don't. You know what? Yeah. Don't listen.
Yeah.
Why do you listen and leave a bad review? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
5 stars only. And leave a great comment.
Yeah.
Come on over to Instagram, hit the follow button, leave a great review over there.
Uh-huh. And just go to YouTube and leave lots of great reviews there.
I'm losing my mind.
DM us your dick pics. No, don't do that.
I mean, it could be interesting as long as they're real.
Yeah.
I would critique it. I'm going to let you know about it. Yeah. I'm going to give you a full critique about it on the way. Yeah. Like, and if you're going to do it, I'm going to let you know what I think of it. So don't just, I'm not going to be offended. I'm not going to be excited, but I will definitely let you know what you are out of a 10.
And here's a tip.
Put the face with it too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. And here's the tip. Groom. We're not here for
a while. You're going to get 0 out of 10 if you don't. And I might share it to all the social platforms.
With your face.
I'll put it in the CatNat chat group.
Yeah.
But we could probably start a link, like a thread for that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll like tag the guy and be like, this is his. Rate it. You know, like.
Poor guy.
You will tag his mom. No, not poor guy. Don't do that.
Oh, I thought we were asking for it.
No. It's like a play on words, Natalie. Oh, okay, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You're a weirdo if you're doing that.
Oh, right.
Right? Yes,
total weirdo.
You don't do that to moms.
No, you
mom.
Don't do that to moms. What if it's nice?
Well, then he's probably a killer.
Okay. I wouldn't mind a killer with a nice dick.
No.
We got to go. This is going off the rails. Oh, shit.
Wait.
I need to go eat some corn fritters.
Look at you right now. Wait a minute.
Take a picture.
Wait. No, you have. Yeah. No, that's better. Don't try too hard. It's when you don't try that it's really good because you look like you have Friar Tuck hair right now. Literally, it looks like you have just, you're kind of bald with just 2 pieces of hair.
Oh, she's taking a picture of me, guys.
This is good.
Let me see.
Oh my God, hold on. Oh wait, like that. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move.
I'm good. Okay, guys.
We'll see you over wherever we see you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Shit, that was funny.